Shaking It Up with Sheikh Fayaz, Nightly Ramadan Reflections.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطاهرين. That man one day he came to the messenger of God صلى الله عليه وآله and he said, يا رسول الله أربك بعيد فأناديه أو قريب فأناجيه. O Messenger of God, is your Lord so far away that I need to call out to him loudly, or is he close such that I can whisper? To which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals in chapter 2 verse 186, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِ أَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ, that when my servant asks you about me, then tell him that I am near. We often speak toward this notion of the nearness or proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the believer. And particularly within the month of Ramadan, we stress this notion of attaining closeness and proximity to God. And in many schools of Islamic jurisprudence, it is an obligation to make an intention before any act of ritual and say a phrase like, I am performing X deed قُرْبَةً in Allah, in other words, to seek proximity or closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what exactly does it mean when we throw around this rhetoric so often with regards to seeking closeness and proximity? And what does it mean when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says that when my servant asks you about me, then tell him that I am near? There are three different opinions that speak toward this idea or notion of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first opinion is that God is physically close to us. And of course, the classical Muslim opinion suggests that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot be seen, of course, in this temporal world, or even in the world beyond this one. For within the whole Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ, there is nothing like him. Thus he has no physical form, because, of course, he is the creator of the physical forms. And we undoubtedly reject any sort of notion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is limited by any time or space or bounded or restricted in any of these capacities. So when someone says that when we talk about proximity or closeness to God, we're talking about this notion of physical proximity, Muslim scholars have long rejected that based on these verses of the Quran and traditions of the Prophet and his family, alayhim as-salam. The second opinion is with regards to the fact that when we talk about proximity or closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're talking about that our deeds being a means or a mechanism to draw us closer toward God's reward. Meaning, it's not that we are getting closer to God, but we are getting closer toward God's reward, because that's the manifestation of his mercy and of his grace for the human being. But at the end of the day, when we limit this understanding or this notion towards seeking proximity toward God solely because he is the one who bestows reward upon us, it seems a bit shallow. For if the only reason why we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his reward, even though God speaks so beautifully and descriptively about what reward in paradise looks like, isn't seem as authentic as it should be. And again, that's not to say that one should not worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because they're attaining a reward, but it's about graduating virtually to the next step. In that famous hadith that's oft quoted from Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali alayhi salam, he states that people are of three types. Or worshippers are of three types. There are those who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the fear of punishment, meaning that they worship because they're scared of going to hell. But he said, that's the worship of the slave. And then he says, and the second type of worshipper is the worshipper who worships solely for paradise. But that's the worship of the merchant, someone who's trying to make a business transaction with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, of course, in his famous line, and he states, "But oh Allah, I worship you لِأَنَّكَ أَهْلٌ لِذَلِكَ, because you are worthy of that worship." And that's the worship that we want to get to. But nonetheless, Muslim scholars have long stated that when God speaks to his nearness or his proximity toward the human being, it's with regards to the fact that the proximity that we are seeking is the manifestation of God's mercy and his grace via his reward. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states within the Holy Quran, وَجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاظِرَةٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا نَاظِرَةٌ, that on that day there will be some faces who will be illuminating with brightness as they are looking at their Lord. What does it mean when they're looking at their Lord? Ahadith of Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam say that they're looking at, again, their reward, not physically the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as he mentioned before. And while undoubtedly a certain reality of our closeness and proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is within this reward, that can't be all. Many times when you ask yourself, or you ask others, or you hear the rhetoric in your Islamic center, in your mosque, in your family, whatever it might be, why is it that we fast during the month of Ramadan? Why is it that we worship? Why is it that we give in charity? Why is it that we go for Hajj? Why is it that we pray? Why is it that we perform all of the rituals, abide by the obligations, stay away from the, you know, prohibitions, perform the recommendations? Why do we do all of this in the first place? People will say, because I want paradise. That, oh Allah, the only thing that I want is paradise. But there's something, my dear friends, that is far greater than paradise. And that is God himself. We limit our understanding of our ritual solely to this notion of paradise. But God is telling you that I am near to you. I am close to you. I can gain, or I as an individual can gain in terms of proximity to you. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانُ وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُهُ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. And we have created man, and we know all of those whisperings that take place in his mind, and we are closer to him than his jugular vein. That's how close Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to you and I. Yet if our minds are so fixated around reward, where do we see God at the end of the day? And that brings me then to the third opinion. The first one, which suggests that our worship or our understanding of closeness and proximity to God via our worship will lead us physically toward closeness to God, which of course we reject. Secondly, this idea that our closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is solely on the basis of getting closer and closer toward paradise, which again can be one certain interpretation, but again, we can go a little bit deeper. And that is the third opinion, which tells us and teaches us via ayat of the Quran and traditions of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, that this notion of proximity is symbolic. It's symbolic to a presence of heart via effort that our body endures. Let me give you an example. Think about these nights and these days during the month of Ramadan, or for those of you who may have performed the Hajj pilgrimage. We exhaust our bodies truly by bowing and standing and prostrating and abstaining from food and drink and performing tawaf around the Kaaba and messing up our sleep patterns and limiting our caffeine, whatever it might be. We are in the state of utter and absolute exhaustion by the end of this month, by the end of the Hajj pilgrimage, whatever it may be. Yet it totally and completely influences and has an integral impact on our souls, which allow for us to feel the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our ahadith point to the idea that weakening of our body allows for the strengthening of our souls to take place. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I am near to you, or when we say that we are seeking nearness or proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not solely that we should be seeking nearness to God's reward, and the ultimate reward being paradise in the company of Muhammad and wa ali Muhammad. But more than that, it's about gaining the presence of mind, that mindfulness, as we like to say, whereby we truly see God, not physically, with our hearts. We see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the course of our worship, in the course of our days. As that companion says, that when I would see Ali ibn al-Husayn Zayn al-Abidin alayhi salam standing in prayer, raising his hands, it's as if that he was worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala standing in front of him. Meaning he was in that mode of communication with the Lord of the worlds, such that he saw God in front of him. Or in that famous hadith from the Messenger of God sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, when he tells his companion Abu Dharr al-Ghaffari, O Abu Dharr, worship Allah as though you see him, for even though you do not see him, he sees you. Or as Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam says in the dua of Arafah, Allahumma, O Allah, allow for me to fear you as though I see you. Allow for me to be in that mode of communication with you such that I see you again with the presence of my own heart in a manifestation of me truly being in a state of utter and absolute servitude. Not someone who is engrossed with everything else other than the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the course of prayer, during the course of worship, during the course of the performance of our rituals. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again, he states in that verse of the Quran, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِ أَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ, that when my servant asks you about me, then tell him that I am near. God is near to us. But what are we doing to drawing to that state of nearness and closeness and intimacy with him, Azza wa Jal? How is our worship? How is our days fasting? How are our supplications transforming to truly being in that state of closeness and proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We ask God to give us the divine support to truly be able to manifest that reality during the course of our communions and our communications with Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for tawfiq wa alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.
Follow Sheikh Fayaz on Twitter and Instagram at Fayaz Jaffer, and look out for him on Facebook.